Well, for the people in my ward, the majority of people who were impacted by the floods were actually small businesses. So as far as I can understand at the moment, the insurance scheme doesn't cover small businesses. So I'm hoping that we're going to hear something in the future about how the government is going to deal with those, because they have been greatly impacted. I think in other areas, the insurance scheme for those that have been affected for residents, it will help some people. But as yet, what I want to know is how is the insurance scheme going to help small businesses in the area?
Of course, when you look at the development today, do you feel this is possibly the first step towards everyone getting the help?
Well, if it is the first step, I hope the next step along is very quick, because we already know that there are some businesses who are thinking of leaving the area, and we know that some businesses have already closed, and I'm already hearing from other businesses whose insurance premiums and their excess have increased dramatically. So we need to make sure that the small businesses who employ local people in the area know that their future is secure. So if this is the first step, I hope the second step is not going to take quite as long as this one did.
Of course, it's 100 days since the flooding took place. Just when you look at it, there are still businesses and still people who are feeling the effects still from what happened.
Absolutely. We've still got businesses that are closed on Kirkstall Road. It's incredible how many have managed to reopen, and I think that just demonstrates how resilient we are. And the community response to the flooding was just absolutely breathtaking. I was incredibly proud to see how many people were coming out to help, essentially strangers, but who by the end of it became very close friends, just to help people get themselves sorted and get businesses back up and running. But unfortunately for some, they're still having to get through that, and the insurance red tape for many is just as difficult to wade through as the floodwater was.
And I mean, now we're in that position where we're looking back at what's happened. Do you think that lessons have been learnt from what happened 100 days ago?
I think lessons have to be learnt, because we can quote statistics around whether it's a once in a 100 or 150 year flood. The fact is that the way that our climate is changing, we're going to see more floods like this. So we have to learn from these kinds of events. It was unprecedented in Kirkstall. The last time Kirkstall Road flooded like that was in 1866. But the response that the community and the local council pulling together had in making sure people could get back up and running was incredible. But what we need to ask now is what next. We've got a feasibility study which could take up to 2 years, and as yet we don't know what the result of that will be and how those defences will be paid for. So what we need to have now is a lot more reassurances coming from the government about how they are going to fund flood alleviation in the area. And we need to be open-minded about it. We need to look at upstream, not just making sure you've got hard, flood defences down the River Aire. We need to be having a much holistic conversation about flood alleviation, which isn't just about building flood defences.
And just finally, you spoke there about the government. Do you feel that they should be doing more to help the people of Yorkshire after what's happened?
I feel this is just another illustration of how the government does forget about the north. There's a lot of rhetoric around the northern powerhouse, but there's not much point having a northern powerhouse if it's underwater. So I just want to hear a lot more assurances and concrete assurances that once the feasibility study has been completed, they will look at securing funding for what measures need to be put in place.